This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, with the music, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. All right, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, remember, ask me anything. All right, tomorrow, the whole day is your questions. BuzzFeed News. If you're not an online person, you wouldn't even know what BuzzFeed is. And if you are online, you're not missing out on anything. It's just another left-wing rag. But they are of some size, and BuzzFeed News is shutting down. Now, what do you care? What does this matter to you at all? Well, going forward, let me give you a little lay of the land thing media-wise, and then we'll move on to some other things. Gisele Fetterman and then the whole Trump puts out a new video thing. We'll talk about that and other stuff, but we just give you a little lay of the land. Media, all media, it's all a for-profit business, keep in mind. There are rare that you have a charity media organization. Media has to make money, and it has to make money. Now, if you're, let's say, BuzzFeed News, what do you do if you're BuzzFeed News? Who do you hire? Well, if it's during the Trump era, because Trump is so interesting and polarizing, you love him or you hate his guts, there's no in between. You do what every other media organization does if you're BuzzFeed News, and you bring in a bunch of half-dead communists straight out of journalism school, and they don't have any talent. They don't have anything interesting to say. I mean, they haven't even really lived life. It's just no normal jobs, no normal life, right out of journalism school, and you bring them in, and okay, now start writing articles. Okay, what do I write about? I don't know. Call Trump a Nazi. And so you can exist as a journalist, an online journalist, for a long time like that. Now, how do online journalists, how do they track what you should make if you're a journalist? How do you track, what do I pay this guy? Well, if you're online and you click on an article, that is tracked. I don't want to creep you out, although if I went further, it probably would creep you out. But if I'm BuzzFeed News and I'm Jesse Kelly and I'm a writer for BuzzFeed News, I'm a little communist. I need you to click on my articles. Why? You clicking on my articles brings revenue into the company. So I need to make you click on that article. Now, I'm Jesse. I'm a 20-year-old communist snot with no life experience, no sense of humor, and nothing really to say. Well, that's a problem because I need you to click on my articles. So what do? Trump is worse than Hitler, version 1000. And so I'm banking on a bunch of Democrats, boop, 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 clicking on that article. And a bunch of people on the right clicking on the article to rage on the article. And me, Communist Jesse, I need you clicking on that article. It's important that I do. But when Trump goes away, I know he hasn't gone away, but when he's not this lightning rod anymore, I know he's there and I know they hate him, but the whole Trump being something you can't take your eyes off of, those days are kind of gone, at least for now. Maybe once he, if he wins the primary, maybe they'll come back, but those days are kind of gone for now. Well, that puts me, Communist Jesse, in quite a pickle. Because I still need to write articles that will make you click on them, but I don't have anything interesting to say. Now, combine that with what's happening. This is going to be a very, very difficult year economically. And probably next year, and maybe more going forward. You don't have to take my word for that. You can tell by the major corporations out there, Amazon, Microsoft, Walmart, pick your major organization, laying off employees by the thousand. Why are they doing that? They're forecasting what's coming economically, and they're tightening their belt by shrinking how much labor they're paying, right? So you know tough economic times are coming. Well, now let's go to media companies, mine included. This is all of them. Media companies survive on advertisers. If it's just an online company, then you're banking on clicks and things like that. Or traditional radio like this would be more advertising, commercials, things like that. But either way, you survive on advertising of some kind. Advertisers are all companies too. And they're facing the same recession that Walmart's facing and Amazon's facing and whatnot. So they're cutting back on everything, on their labor and on their advertising. That was a long way to tell you. Everyone from BuzzFeed News to CNN and everyone in between, all these media organizations, they're heading into rocky economic times too. They're going to be cutting people here, people there. They might be cutting hosts you like, writers you like. They might be... You're going to see reductions in certain things, maybe even the reduction in the quality of certain things as these companies begin to have advertisers canceling and the revenue's not coming in and and you're going to see cancellations out there. You're going to see things go downhill media-wise, and I know what you're probably thinking, they couldn't get any worse media-wise. Well, they actually can, believe it or not. But, as always, the downtimes, those can oftentimes, if you take advantage of them, those can oftentimes be the most valuable times. I personally have learned a lot about myself, good and bad, in the very down times of my life, in the dark times of my life, and learned about things I need to improve on and things that I should adjust. That I learn a lot in the down times. Media companies in this country, I don't have a lot of faith that the enemy of the people is going to have any kind of real improvement anytime soon. But I will tell you, going forward, maybe media companies will focus more on being interesting and less on just hiring the latest communist apparatchik to rage all day long at Trump. Because eventually that gets boring. It's really boring. Now let's move off of that because we have to talk about something important. Your red area. I talk a lot about running for school board in your red area. I know you're annoyed with it. I know you roll your eyes. I know. But I'm going to play something for you, and I want to give credit to Accuracy in Media. This is their undercover video. I'm going to play for you school people, not in New York, not in San Francisco, not in Portland. This is in Indiana. Now, I want you to listen to this and then tell me that your red area is just fine and you don't have anything to worry about.
Now, I will tell you that we did tweak the name of our Equity and Inclusion Committee just because we just didn't want to make a target of it. And we felt right. for the people that were a part of that membership.
Right.
And so we renamed it, but that's the work we do is still.
Do you have an equity department or anything like that?
So honestly, so what we decided to do is not call attention to it. Because when you call attention to it, then questions are asked. And I really believe that.
I'm going to let her keep going. There's multiple interviews here. We decided to not call attention to it. Because when you call attention to it, questions are asked. So the people who are educating your children don't want you asking questions? What do you think that is? I'll let them keep going.
You can do more good under the radar.
What else do you have to relabel or non-label?
Sorry, one more for her. You can do more good under the radar. Now, why would that be? Why would it be that if I'm going to be in charge of educating your child and I could choose to tell you what I'm going to teach your child or I could choose to not tell you? And in my mind, I think I can do a lot more, quote, good if it stays under your radar. Why do you think that is? What kind of values do you think they're teaching your child? This is in Blood Red, Indiana, keep in mind. But don't think that I'm picking on Indiana in any way. This is your red area, too. Nah, Jesse, not here. I'm in Tennessee. Yes, it is. Jesse, nah, we're in Texas. You don't mess with Texas. Yes, it is. Not up here in Idaho, Jesse. Land of the free. Yes, it is. You have communists on your school board. You have communists in charge of your schools. And just because you and I have spent so much time raging against critical race theory and equity and things like that, these people, they haven't stopped becoming communists. And they're not interested in stopping their pursuit of taking your child and breaking them away from you and breaking them away from your values and teaching them to hate you. They're just focusing on staying under the radar. I'll let them continue.
I think CRT, social emotional learning, are the two biggies.
We can still do the content, just no label.
Yep.
I get people that say.
We can still do the content, just no labels. Don't worry, I'll let them keep going. I'll roll it all back for you in just a moment. Before we do that, I know what you're thinking. Jesse, I need to run for school board. And you do need to run for school board. But you can only run for something if you've taken care of your feet. And the only way to take care of your feet is to get some all-season slippers from My Pillow. What, Chris? Well, it's a closeout sale. Because your feet, they're hungry for some all-season slippers. The greatest, most comfortable slippers ever. Thank you, Mike Lindell. And they're normally $149.98. But during a closeout sale, which I actually don't believe I've ever seen before on the slippers, they're $25. You can't run for school board if you have bad feet. I mean, I guess maybe you could, but you shouldn't, and it'll be more uncomfortable. The MyPillow all-season slippers take that away. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Get your all-season slippers for $25. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'm going to play this again from the beginning. I'm going to try to let it go the whole time. And this is most definitely me trying to recruit you to do what you don't want to do and run for your local school board. Because we are all lulled into a sense of complacency when we live in a red area. I mean, half the reason you moved to one is so it can just be normal. And I don't have to worry about my kids learning from some nutball. Again, all the people you hear in this video, this is courtesy of Accuracy and Media. They're all in Indiana.
Now, I will tell you that we did tweak the name of our Equity and Inclusion Committee just because we just didn't want to make a target of it. And we felt right. for the people that were a part of that membership. Right. And so we renamed it, but that's the work we do is still.
Do you have an equity department or anything like that?
So honestly, so we had what we decided to do is not call attention to it. Because when you call attention to it, then questions are asked. And I really believe that you can do more good under the radar.
What else do you have to relabel or non-label like that?
I think CRT, social emotional learning, are the two biggies.
We can still do the content, just no label.
Yep.
I get people that say, I don't like that you read a book to my child and the child was transgender in the book and, you know, I should have been asked permission for that. And I'm like, no, we don't ask permission if we can read a nice piece of literature that shows inclusive practices.
You hear what this lady's saying in Indiana? I get people saying that, hey, I don't want you reading that transgender stuff to my child. And you hear what the response was? Sorry, we don't ask you permission. I'll let them finish.
Families, we have all gender bathrooms, you know.
Wow.
Even the elementary level. Like I said, sometimes I get parents that aren't thrilled with some of the decisions we make, but that's what we believe in.
Indiana. I'll let it go. I'm going to leave it there. I'll let it go. But just keep in mind, red areas too. Your area too. Thankfully, I don't live in Connecticut. I'll put it that way. Because this Congresswoman DeLauro, this is the one who looks like a freak. She always has the purple hair and the blue hair. You've probably seen her. She looks like a character from The Wizard of Oz. She had a doozy today in Congress.
You also plan to make important investments to address the roadway safety crisis, including the critical funding that would accelerate the development. And this is an area I've written to you about, of the use of female dummies in crash testing. This will start to fight the gender inequity among vehicle safety and crash victims.
What, female crash test dummies? Gosh. All right, now, back to what we were talking about before. Just really briefly on the media. Brian Stelter. I don't know why I was fired.
You recently, relatively recently, left CNN, and clearly they kind of pushed you out as they announced they were.
I've embraced the F word, Dan. Fired.
You got fired. why do you think you got fired?
I don't know.
You're boring. Remember, that's the one thing you can't be is boring. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, thanks for the Frito Bandito. I haven't heard that jingle in a very long time. You have encouraged me to put my money where my mouth is and not buy from woke companies, which is a challenge because so many are woke. When I do cancel them, I let them know why. They are too woke for me. I may not change anyone's mind, but I do it because my faith compels me. Thank you for your stalwart commitment to your faith, family, and country. You are a brave man. Remember, that's an important thing to do. It is an important thing to do when you cancel something because a company has gone crazy. Let them know why. You remember State Farm put out something. State Farm really got caught. They got caught with something. And keep in mind, it's not your local State Farm agent who did it. At a corporate level, they were doing some internal training. I think it was CRT. I don't remember what the deal was. But they got swamped one day of people just slammed calling them. I'm canceling. And here's why. I'm canceling. And here's why. I'm canceling. And here's why. And they couldn't backtrack fast enough off of that. Don't think just because we haven't managed to run all this stuff out of the corporate world that we've never done any good. We've done a lot of good. A lot of good out there. Let's keep going. Jesse, I just listened to Medal of Honor Monday regarding the heroic Marine on Peleliu. My father's cousin, he said my first cousin once removed, was a Marine on Peleliu and was the sole survivor of his platoon. Growing up in northern Idaho, I never once saw him sober. His kids, my cousins, probably wouldn't appreciate you telling me telling you this, but you can say my name. I'm not going to say your name just to protect that. I'm the proud son of a man and woman who both serve in the United States Navy in World War II, and I'm a retired officer. Thank you for all you do. I brought this up when it comes to the military today. The stresses and strains of combat are so brutal, and we forget about the guys who are going through this still and how disillusioned and disheartened so many of them are. And they were already struggling with things like that. I'm not telling you this to guilt you into anything. Just keep these guys in your prayers. And whenever you find a way to maybe help, help when you can. Because I'll tell you, I know plenty of guys who struggle still to this day with the bottle. I've told you before, I've struggled with alcohol several times in my life since I got back. I never had any struggles with that beforehand. It's just something goes with that. So, but remember, if you're struggling, you're winning. Keep struggling, all right? All right. Gisele Federman is horrific. Talk about that in a second. Before we talk about that, remember, when you call Verizon, AT&T or T-Mobile, and you tell them that you're leaving, you found somebody better. Pure Talk. Tell them why. If you'd like, I would recommend going online and finding any one of a number of despicable ad campaigns those companies have run with your money and tell them, this is why. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this filth being spread throughout my country by you in corporate America. And then switch to Pure Talk. And know that when you pay your cell phone bill every month, one, it will be drastically reduced. My bill got cut in half. But two, your money will never go to spreading filth. In fact, speaking of veterans, you know, Pure Talk is now part of their campaign helping with veteran suicide. What do you think you should support, Verizon or that? Their CEO's a veteran, man. They love this country. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off the first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm so excited. You know why I'm excited? Well, for one, well, a couple different reasons. Well, wait a minute. That's not a good way to put this. I'm excited about something, but I'm also devastated about something. So the wife and I were in a standoff. And here was the standoff. My son's been out of town. My oldest son's been out of town. On a field trip. First 8th grade class field trip. So he thinks he's Mr. Big Shot already. You should hear him on the phone and the text messages. He thinks he's the king. You know, anyway. He gets back tonight. Flight's been delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed again. Now someone has to take my youngest to school in the morning, 7 a.m. Someone has to stay up tonight and get the oldest. The wife and I had a standoff. The deal was we drew straws and I lost. I have to wait up tonight for the oldest. She's going to take the youngest, but now I have to wait up. I'm already drinking coffee. I may never sleep again, actually. I need Hunter Biden's cocaine diet at this point in time. I may not make it. Oh, by the way, you know what? I'm going to take some fun calls tonight. I'm in the mood. You can say something serious, but it better be really fast, because here's what I want from you. What's the worst you ever screwed up at work? You screwed up at work. We all have screwed up at work. What's the worst you've ever screwed up at work? 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. The worst you've ever screwed up at work. Give it to me. And if you want to say something serious, you better be really fast about it. We'll get to the Trump stuff and Giselle Fetterman here in a second. I do have to give you a little PSA for something. And I never do this. I've never done this to you before. And I don't think I ever will do this again. Well, Lord willing, I won't. But listen, this thing about new cars eliminating AM radio, that's not just a headline. They're planning on eliminating AM radio in new cars. Now, maybe you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense. Well, it actually makes perfect sense when you think about it. You see, AM radio is still huge. You're probably listening to me on AM radio as we speak right now. It's huge. Not just for the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, Chris, but sports and news and all kinds of stuff. It's gigantic. So why would they get rid of AM radio and new cars? Well, what do you think the most listened to thing on AM radio is? That's right. Anti-communist talk radio. So you actually can do something about it? Never asked you something like this before, but need your help now? I need you to text something. Text AM. That's it. AM to 52886. Just the letters. AM 52886. They'll send you a link, and what it does is it allows you to email your senator and your representative. So if you want to continue enjoying the world famous Jesse Kelly Show on AM radio, send in a text message. All right. Chris said the email's pre-typed. I don't remember that. It was pre-typed. I think I typed some stuff in there. Maybe I gave him a couple extra words of encouragement. Either way, AM to 52886. Now, back to Giselle Fetterman being, I'm almost, hold on, let's discuss this. Who do you think is a more horrific person? Giselle Fetterman or Jill Biden? I initially would have said Jill Biden because of the visibility of Joe. She knew that he was not okay. She knew he was not okay, and she allowed him to become president of the United States of America. So now the whole world laughs at him. Remember that Saudi Arabia, basically a Saturday Night Live in Saudi Arabia. Remember that skit? Other nations just flat out make fun of our president. That's evil, dude. For her not to step in and stop that because she wanted to be first lady, that's horrible. That's evil. But then there's Giselle Fetterman. Giselle Fetterman knew her husband, the father of her children, had a major stroke. And look, strokes are very serious business. I would never laugh at strokes. they can be kind of smaller and you come through it okay by the grace of God. Strokes can kill you. I've lost family members to them. And strokes can damage your brain to the point it's not okay anymore. It just doesn't work anymore and it can't be fixed. The strokes are, they're ugly. John Fetterman had a major stroke and he is brain damaged and he is, it's not just that he's not okay now. He'll never be okay again. Ever. This is who John Fetterman is now. This is who he is. Giselle Fetterman watched him go through that, knew he was that way, and not only stood by while he ran for senator, she attacked the one reporter in America who brought it up. The reporter, remember, I forget, I think she was with NBC, MSNBC, and all the reporter said was, hey, I sat down with him. He can't communicate. He can't communicate in any way. Giselle Fetterman blasted this woman. And then Fetterman gets into office. Think what it would be like. You're stroked out like that, so your brain isn't working. That alone is very frustrating for stroke victims and people who go through those things. Now you're a senator, and wham, before you know it, surprise, surprise, he's going through weapons-grade depression. So bad that he has to check himself in. Now think about this. If you're married or you got a girlfriend, boyfriend, think what it would be like to watch your spouse have severe depression. How sad that would be and gut-wrenching that would be and how you would try to do anything, right? Anything. Do you need a fleet of puppies or whatever you need? I will be there because that's something horrible to go through. Giselle Fetterman not only famously went to Canada on a vacation with the kids. We now know, courtesy of Free Beacon, she visited her husband once a week. His staff would visit with him every day. Giselle Fetterman visited her husband once a week. What a horrific witch. Think if you're John Fetterman, the most depressing thing would be to know that the mother of your children is a horrific witch. Gosh, that is just so awful. Oh, I'd leave her in a heartbeat. He probably couldn't figure out how to sign the divorce documents, but I get out of there and I'd check out, pal. If you're checking out on me like that, I'm checking out on you. All right, let's get to this couple emails really quickly because tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get all your questions in now. We'll answer them all tomorrow, and I'm going to get to all these phone calls about the worst you've screwed up at work. I'm already laughing looking at the description of the calls. Quit making me laugh. I'm trying to do a show here. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, you made another stellar point. You know what? I'm not even going to keep reading, Chris. I already know I made stellar points because it's every show. What, Chris? Anyway, you made another stellar point when it comes to calling out people in public. Having accidentally stepped on one doozy of a landmine with the wife, I thought I'd share my misstep. Oh, the missus and I often have fun exchanging barbs with each other. It keeps us honest, so I didn't think anything of it when we were grocery shopping the other day. She went to put a pack of TP in the cart, and I chimed in with the way you went through it last week, you may as well grab the value pack. Oh, that would have been funny and fine had I noticed there were shoppers behind me. Oh, no. The look my better half gave me made me think I'm going to need a food taster for a while. The lesson, always bust on your spouse in a witness-free environment. His name is DJ. DJ, rest in peace, brother. Now we're going to get to the worst you've ever screwed up at work, and we'll talk a little Joe Manchin with a little buyer's remorse. Oops. But first, let us do make sure we are caring for ourselves. We can hardly take care of the nation, save the nation, if there's not a nation in 50 years, can we? And unless we start making a lot more babies around here, there's not going to be a nation in 50 years. Tea levels are half what they were 50 years ago. That number gets cut in half again. You're simply not making enough children to continue on. To say nothing of how much better you feel when you have real vitality flowing through your body. So no matter your age, get a male vitality stack from Chalk flowing through your veins. Ladies, a female vitality stack from you, or for you. We can hardly save America if we are getting weaker ourselves, can we? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Make sure you get a subscription. And I love your emails when you tell me how much better you feel and how wonderful you feel. I told you, didn't I? Hey, if you don't cancel the subscription, I want you to, but you will. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Joe Manchin's upset and the worst you've ever screwed up at work. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to these calls in a second about the worst you've ever screwed up at work. 877-377-4373. I'm already laughing about some of these. Quit it. We have to make fun of Joe Manchin real quick. Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia. West Virginia was a pretty reliable blue state. Right up to the point Barack Obama got elected. And then West Virginia, a coal state, watched Barack Obama absolutely gut the coal industry like a fish. And they realized this whole myth of the blue dog Democrat now. The guy who cares about the working man is long gone. And now West Virginia may be, it's one of the reddest states in the union. Now, this personally is near and dear to my heart because I grew up, remember, I grew up in, until I was 10 in Ohio, but on the southeastern part of it, right by, I mean, close to Pittsburgh and right by West Virginia. So as for vacations as a kid, I know you're going to think this is pretty fancy, but we would drive into West Virginia and we'd explore the caves. They have all these caves there that are really creepy and cool. It's really sweet when you're a kid. You feel like it's haunted and it's awesome. Anyway, I love West Virginia. I love the people who did this. Those are my people, right? So Joe Manchin, he's a Democrat, senator there, and he's been able to maintain that seat as a Democrat in a red state by trying to do this down the middle thing. I'm just a common sense guy. And then Joe Manchin signs on for the Inflation Reduction Act, which that's still hilarious to me that they passed something that had nothing to do with inflation and just called it the Inflation Reduction Act just as a big middle finger to everybody. But what it was the Green New Deal. That's what it was. It was a whole bunch of climate change garbage and stuff the people of West Virginia aren't that pleased with. And now Joe Manchin is going to face a significant primary challenger from what I understand within his state. And he's in trouble. And I am so enjoying Joe Manchin whining continuously now to the press. I was fooled.
I agree with you. I'm very, very, very proud of the IRA and what it is doing and what the intention of it was to do. What I'm not proud of is that basically we're not staying within the guidelines of what the CBO score was. I'm trying to make sure that we don't dupe or scam the American public thinking we passed one bill that costs this much and it doubles up because of liberalization of what they're putting out much quicker, much faster, and much longer. That's all. That's where I come from. But I am very proud of the results we're getting because we knew it would do that.
Oh, I'm very proud of it. No. I mean, sure, it spent something like three times what we told you it was going to cost, but that's not my fault. That's not my... Oh, Joe... That IRA is going to get hung around your head. Is it hung around your head or hanged around your head? It's hung around the head, right? I can never figure out if it's hung, is something hung or is it hanged? Is it well hanged or well hung? I have no idea how to, I don't know which one of those is, but I think it's hung around his neck. Either way, hung around his neck. All right. What's the worst you ever screwed up at work? Mike, Colorado, go.
Yeah. So I'm a auto mechanic, and about 15 years ago I get a big job. It's about $4,000 or $5,000 worth of work on a Toyota Camry, and I pull it in, I start diving in on it. It takes me all day, full 10-hour day to do it, and as I'm driving it around front, the service rider reminds me that it was actually the wrong car. It was an identical Toyota Camry in the parking lot that I pulled the wrong one in. And spent a full day and a whole lot of money. And then I had to spend another whole day taking it back apart and put it in, working on the right car for free. So I don't like to think about that. I don't sleep good at night about that one.
Oh, that sucks. Oh. Eileen, Pennsylvania, go.
I had a job in a bakery when I was in
college, and of course you wear all white in a bakery, and I was getting some stuff out of the freezer and moved a 5-gallon bucket of apricot filling, which is orange, and I stepped up on the bucket lid, and the lid went sideways, and my white-clad foot went right into the orange filling, and I had to go out into a room full of bakers. The baker picked me up and put my foot under the sink and cleaned my shoe and my sock and my pants, and everybody asks me when I tell a story, well, they didn't use that apricot filling, did they? Yeah, they did.
Oh, no! You know, I'll tell you a quick story. I'll get back to these in a second. Your worst... How the worst you've ever screwed up at work, 877-377-4373. So in my area, there's a little restaurant. I'm not going into any more detail for fear that someone will figure it out. There's a little restaurant in my area. And it's one of the local joints. It's nothing fancy like Red Lobster, but it is yummy. Really, really yummy. Yummy food. Yummy food. Nothing fancy. Yummy food. You go down, sit down. Family of four, everyone can eat for $50. Man, that's not that common anymore. You can have a real good meal there for $50, under $50, as long as you're not going crazy with desserts and drinks and stuff like that. But, and it's, you know, family owned, so it's well thought of in the community. We were sitting around last weekend or the weekend before, I don't remember, and somehow that restaurant came up, and one of my buddies, his daughter, she just turned 15 or 16 and got a job at this restaurant, and she works now in the kitchen. And we see him as we're discussing this restaurant. I know you're going to find this shocking. I was discussing something I ate, as menu whisperers do. But we were talking about this place, and we see him. He kind of clams up, and he's shaking his head or wincing a little. And we look over, and we say, hey, what's your problem? You okay? He said, guys, you guys don't need to eat there anymore. And we said, why? What are you talking about? It's delicious. No, you didn't. He was trying to be so nice. He said, no, you just, I mean, there are a bunch of good places in town. You probably don't need to eat there anymore. And so obviously everyone's curiosity is peaked at this point in time. We said, no, why? And he said his daughter's name. And he said, she took a job there a little bit ago. And I need you to hear me now. Things go on in the kitchen there. And you really don't need to eat there anymore. And we're all freaking out. And instantly, what are you thinking about, right? All the stuff you've already eaten. What have I ingested? Golly, my insides look like Kamala's. All right, we have another hour of this. 877-377-4373. The worst you've screwed up at work. We'll play this little Trump salvo at Heavy D. We'll talk to you about your food and why you're going to starve to death when the apocalypse comes because you didn't get a hold of My Patriot Supply and get an emergency 3-month food kit because the dollar is going to go bye-bye at some point in time. And when the dollar goes bye-bye, that 30-some trillion dollars in debt, that'll be 50 soon. That all of a sudden becomes a much, much, much bigger deal. We are in deep trouble when that happens. And then the supply chains collapse. Oh, so little things like that. But My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits, so you and your family have 3 months to get your stuff together and find a place where you can be safe. Everyone in your home needs 3 months worth of food. That's basic. Even FEMA will tell you that. Do you have that? No one does, right? My Patriot Supply knows that. They'll get it to you. They'll ship it fast. They'll ship it free. $200 off per kit right now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.